One size does not fit all, especially when you're talking about your mortgage. Introducing the all-new Yourgage from Quicken Loans. Yourgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only home loan that allows you to custom design your term anywhere between 8 to 30 years. Here's how it works. Let's say you've got 8 years left on your mortgage and you want to refinance to a lower interest rate. The Quicken Loans 8-year fixed Yourgage can help. It keeps your term short and lowers your monthly payment. Just call Quicken Loans at 888-249-1425. The Quicken Loans Yourgage. It's a home loan on your terms. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030. Other restrictions apply. Quicken Loans. Engineered to amaze. Call 888-249-1425. That's 888-249-1425.
Blog Talk Radio.
You let the beat feel, feel. Round and round, that pose she go. That's how to make when she hit the floor. I'm gonna take her to my room. For sure. I know, you know, every time I come in, it's jumping.
P-Crap B&T, we fucking with you tonight, man. Let's go.
Money. What you say?
I wanna see some ass. I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming. And that's gonna make me dance. Make it rain.
I ain't afraid of pics in the building, ladies. Make sure you get them pictures tonight. Y'all ain't looking good for nothing, man. Let go. At the Georgia. I'm letting them know all my people in the building tonight, man. Do or die. You be cute. LOC. Three Pernas. Yeah.
Money ain't a thing.
BKP and T, Dollar ENT, Big Brother Entertainment, Flatline DJs, baby. We live on the radio, J Dog, V Dog. Ain't the frame picks, let's go.
You wanna see some ass, I wanna see some cash. Keep them dollars coming, and that's gonna make me dance. And that's gonna make me dance.
And Georgia, baby, we blowing up the charts right now. Call in, get your shout out on.
I'ma make it rain.
15,558 people listening in, y'all.
You wanna see some ass?
Yeah, why you playing?
Yeah.
I wanna
see some
bad.
So what you saying?
Man, sexy ladies everywhere, baby. 468 North Avenue. Let a friend know. Get the ass in the building.
Make it rain.
Dolly, you going ham, bruh.
Yeah, do your thing.
We up in here, man. Bulldog Cafe. Layback Sunday Bagger Club Edition. Ladies, we getting away that free money, that photo shoot with Ain't Afraid Pink. Let's go.
Y'all
boy
nigga made
new
D in the club. Y'all think y'all good. Y'all think y'all good.
So fucked up. The whole world's fucked up, man. Michael Jackson lost his mind. What the hell is wrong with Michael? Another kid? thought it was Groundhog Day when I heard that shit. Another kick getting the fuck out of here. Yo, that's how much we love Michael. We love Michael so much, we let the first kid slide. Another kid. I'm fucking done. I'm done with Michael. I was a fan my whole life. I am fucking done. I'm handing in my glove. Okay. I saw Michael on 60 Minutes. Ed Bradley tried his best to make Michael look like a mammal. Somebody that drank water and breathed air, right? He gave Michael the easiest questions in the world, the easiest GED questions in the world, and Michael could not pass the test. He's like, oh, Michael, you think it's proper for a 45-year-old man to sleep in a bed with 13-year-old boys? Yes. Okay, let me rephrase that. Michael, would you let your children sleep in the bed of a 45-year-old man that's been accused of child molestation? Yes. Ed Bradley looked at Michael Jackson like he wanted to say, nigga, is you crazy?
What's up? Boy Legion, the Mega Man. I'm in here with Zoom Man, Glenn Radio. That's where they do that at Radio. Straight Dog, B-Dog, Beanie Weenie. I wouldn't want to be nowhere else in the world right now.
Look for greatness in me. Watch me. Right moment, put our guns in decorating. He's using it in the Feel, 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 feel on the ride now. I'm finna take y'all on the ride. Real talk. For all y'all don't know what this is, it's that star side. Remix.
I'm
switch it up. We're going to get ready to go to a little request line in just a minute. Ride with.
And you know this, and you know man, you know man.
It's the Corey Fluke, y'all. 30 cracks in my pack, hoping I make it back. Got a $10 blunt, but I really need a sack. Mad bitches calling my phone at the wrong time. Mama constantly complaining, telling me get mine. What the fuck? I'm chasing this money, the money's running, and I got everything, but I really got nothing. Niggas bumping their guns, talking for fun. I hope you puncture a lung. Fuck where you're from, go get your gun. Ha, I need the paper, bring me heat like the vapor. Shitting on niggas, drop a turd on my neighbor. Niggas hating, bitches haters, don't wanna see me come up on this elevator. No, they don't wanna see me on time. Seems as if they hating on time. Muggy, dope. It was fucking, it's fuck you. Fuck so bad. Fuck it down. My fuck. I eat the shit with no coffee pot. Bitch, bitch, with that coffee cut. Ride the beat, you know I rock, it's my time. Coffee's clock, ticking, I'm switching, playing myself in position. Ready to kick a nigga, throw in and rush the kitchen, nigga. I'm hungry, can't tell where my picks, you see my bone. I lost it. I hear voices talking in my dome, that's my word. I'm a problem, word, it's a problem if I don't get to finish all these words to my novel. Bitches bumping their gums for fun, suck a dick. Nigga, I'm an asshole, I make you eat shit. Put your card in this 20 bar, running light so I be turning hard. Windows up, I be burning hard. Class chick, but she a nasty broad. No, they don't wanna see me on time. Seems as if they hating on time.
You know, you don't see with your eyes, you see with your brain. And the more words your brain has, the more things you can see.
Go to request line in just a second. This is where they do that radio. You know what time it is. Yo, you don't know what time it is. You better get your mind right. What time it is? 10:15.
I see the flexing
on
your
table.
I'm
not
looking my way.
Yo, yo. For sure.
I feel sorry when I'm doing it alone. I'm not looking my way.
That's what I say in my mind. I get excited when I feel excited. I ain't lying, it's like some kind of drug. I asked my mama what's wrong. She said, boy, you in love. Then don't you lose a nice girl trying to be a thug. I be like, your mom too. Then I call her up. If I see that to the phone, she be like, you been going to a million heart. You just want to keep in touch. She be like, boy, you so crazy. I be like, that's what's up. She say, I'm telling a few. I got some movies. Like, no, I'm in your business. I'll be waiting for you. She put up in that book. That thing was looking clean. She stuck out of that girl and sent you finger jeans. Looking like a tomato. I'm glad she's done with me. And when she gave me a hug, I know you was meant to be. I know you feel me, man.
I love the way she looks at me. No, I'm not looking my way.
Watch the movie in. You see a lot.
women name. Took off a sudden shade. She gave a look at what she took, and I'm like, look at day. She walked away with her swag, see now you know the play. She looked back and fucked up all my saying, not the day. I looked up in the heavens and said, that's my lady. I can't deny it, homie. She about to drive me crazy.
I love the way she do him, and I want to see my
what to do. Let it be. Real talk. Grind. This is your boy J Dog. We're finna go to Request Mine to see what's up, see what's happening, man. Real talk, you know it.
I'm here to speak with you today about the symptoms of swine flu infection. It's as soon as people recognize the symptoms.
Yo. Yo, caller, last four digits of your number is 5317. You're definitely in the building, man. Who we got checking in?
Yo, it's Curtis.
What's up, Hitman? What's good with you, bro?
I'm just chilling right now.
Just chilling right now. Real talk, man. How everything going up there in Philly, man?
It's all right. It's normal.
True. He said it's all right. It's normal. Wait, what is normal for Philly, man? You know, if you don't mind me asking, what you mean by normal, you know?
You know, just same old bullshit.
Same old bullshit, I feel you. Well, I guess that's pretty normal, I feel you. You know what I'm saying? Real talk on where they do that radio. We appreciate all our guests that came on last night. Special shouts out to my man, Stacy, Bigfoot, Frazier, Real Talk. You know, one of the sons of the late, great Joe Frazier came on, definitely set the show on fire when it first started out. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, yo, it is what it is, man. A lot of stuff definitely popping off, you know what I'm saying? Yo, and I definitely got to send out a shout-out to you, Cordy Hitman, for definitely sending in that very interesting piece of information, because, man, really, that was a real big eye-opener for a lot of us, man. You know, definitely going through the whole layout, you know what I'm saying? Yo, how did you actually come across that article, man?
I was looking up the meaning of Scotland, because that was like the name of my school.
Uh-huh.
But somehow I just came across this list of like the laws and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
They was in this list, but it was nothing there.
Wow. Okay. Well, you know, when you read that, what was your first reaction?
I need my passport.
There you go. Yeah, you got to get that passport, my guy. Real talk. We got to get it right. Cause real talk, it's going to get real greasy for cheesy up in here, man. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? Just on, you know, a young man that definitely is having his eyes open. You're definitely, you know, one of our not just a hot artist in terms of just being a great engineer, an artist who is definitely opening up to all these things that are going on around him. How is it affecting you, you know, in your day-to-day? I mean, is it, you know, are you finding yourself wanting to tell people more and more about really what's going on, or is it kind of pulling you away from certain things? Tell us a little bit about how this whole thing is really impacting you right now.
It's actually helping me figure out what I want to do. Because, like, the more I learn, it's like I'm learning a new way to get around certain bullshit. And you can still do music.
That's right. You can definitely step through the music. You definitely can use the music as your passport. You know what I'm saying? Real talk is, it's just like that, man. A lot of fans all across the globe, they're definitely growing to the level of awareness. Urban awareness in terms of, you know, it's not a black or white thing. It's a cultural thing. It's about righteousness. It's about, you know, taking pride in your culture and your community, and seeking out those things that are tangible to help unify your community. The key word, community. Unity. It's in there, man. Real talk. It's us definitely coming together, definitely for one cause, one goal, and that is to definitely take back what was taken from us in order for us to live out the existence that God has put us here to live out. You know what I'm saying? These restrictions, these things that are holding us back are nothing more than illusions. But we have to see through the illusions. We have to see, just like they said in the movie The Matrix, you got to see that there is no spoon. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no boundaries. It's only what you create. It's only what's been created that you conceive to be truth. But when those truths have no boundaries, they don't bind you anymore. You know what I'm saying? So that's what's up. That is so key, man. But definitely, man, for all my Hitman fans that's out there, man, tell them definitely how they can definitely get at you, man. Because I got some folks that definitely need some beats, man. I've been getting a lot of requests for music, a lot of different things, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, definitely let them know how to get at Corey Hitman.
You can call 6263-HITMAN. You can hit me up at hmw215@yahoo.com.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Real talk, man. Real talk, man. Yo, tell that nigga H, man. I say what's up, man. The whole crew, man. What's up and happening, you know what I'm saying? A lot of stuff definitely popping up around this way, man. We tightening up all the way around, man, because we got, you know, like the song is on Smokey the Bandit. We got a long way to go and a short time to get there, bro. So, you know, we definitely chopping it up, getting it together, doing what we got to do on this end. And we're going to definitely make sure that everybody definitely stays in tune to the things that are tangible that can definitely, you know, get them to where they need to be. Because, you know what I'm saying, it's a group effort, man. You know what I'm saying? We can only do so much on this end. You know, the rest we leave up to you, but we're going to give you all the information necessary to definitely just do just that. You know what I'm saying? And now, for all the artists that's out there that's got content in, all the artists that's trying to get content in, man, you got to stay on top of your paperwork today like never before. The playing field is changing. The media platform is definitely changing. How your music is being distributed, you know, you got to learn the basics in order for you to really step into where it's getting ready to go. And you know what I'm saying? They're going to do their best to try to regulate. You know what I'm saying? Hey, just like my man Corey Hitman said, we find a way around that bullshit. So it is what it is. Y'all know my number is 347-934-0318. Yo, Hitman, ride with us now, because we're going to turn this thing up, man.
All right, I'm here, man. I got y'all speaking.
All right, now what's up? Real talk. This is the Urban Experience like never before. We're definitely getting ready to take you on a ride on the wild side. The number is 347-934-0318. But I want you to ride with me for a second. I'm going to drop some things on you. And if you listen long enough, you just might learn something. Check this out.
To welcome you all for coming out tonight. Jam with us.
912. Y'all know what it is. Stand up. It's one of y'all very own. Oh, the delegate. What the joint call, I'm sorry. Yo, real talk. Get about that and find it.
All them dudes that don't know how to say it, don't say it for you. Fuck with me. We was both 18, meeting in a strange city. He was a country girl and I had lived in many cities. I was finding myself drinking beer and smoking jizzies. You were studying hard and had a job, so you was busy. I was so disrespectful how I ran around the city. Before when you would see me, you would say it was a pity. Drunk and juggling hoes for 2 years, you just watched. I was in and out of doors with different chickens nonstop. Associates are getting head, a doctor is slipping cock. I built a reputation to R. Kelly of the block. Then when I approached you, he was smiling, he wouldn't stop. We was either on the phone and you was chilling at the spot. Youngers and it was love, but the weather changes, cuz my feelings didn't change, I wanted strange, I wore gloves. I didn't understand it, you screaming, I'm like, buzz. That bitch, it meant nothing, no feelings, I just buzz. But I'm sorry, I'm sorry, that's my love. The bitches had me gas, I was fast and I know I was. Now we all grown, it's the past, it's over with. Hope you end up with somebody who gives you the world, sis. That shit I put you through, like niggas, they ain't shit. Hope that you can move past it and find you some happiness. Get a hustle, buy a crib, get a dog and have a kid. Don't be thinking about that shit that I did, I was a kid. Pain, it brings wisdom, but on top of that, I'm sorry. I'm older and looking back, it's like an episode of Maury. When I see you, when I'm hoping that you're successful, don't blame me for that shit that I did. I'm a little stressful. I'm
sorry's not enough. Look at how I treated you. Always kept you at a distance when I really needed you. It was a hard lesson, yeah, but I learned it though. And started missing you the day that you walked out the door. I never blamed you, cause it was always me. You gave me all your love, I cheated on you constantly. Our family was something that I strived for. Started as a friend, you turned to someone I would die for. I know it wasn't right. I deserved the pain. Went from calm to chaos like a hurricane. My life was reckless, to say the least. I did you wrong and you forgave me when I ran the streets. And I regret the day you always made me lose it. Arguing like we don't know each other, this is useless. We're better than this, I know it's not the end. Baby girl, listen up, tell me where do I begin? I know. Listen, that's the lesson. You got me stressing cause I'm meeting you. Show me true love, I threw it away. I was so mean to you. I cannot proceed with this. I left your heart broke, bleeding. This is something I need to get off my chest. Please take heed to this. I never knew love can take you deeper than. I'm sorry for all the wrong and the bullshit that I put you in. This is coming from the heart, and I mean every word I speak is true. I see them hating cause they don't see just what I see in you. I took their love for granted, my hope you understand. And I never meant to cause you so much pain. That's why I fantasize about the love we had. It was a sight to see, a blessing in disguise, certainly. And for that, I'm sorry.
Project, don't have a venue or an audience to give you the feedback that you desire, then you should join me, V-Dub, along with all of my superstar friends and social butterflies on August 20th in upscale Atlanta for the Fame Exchange Listening Lounge event. I'm talking champagne,
apple. Yeah. You over there, always looking for love. Stop looking, that's when you're gonna find it. I see her walking on the corner of the street, ready to auction off her body for my dog. She could cheat.
I see her.
Same old motels and old dirty sheets. We watch her doing dirt like we at front row seats. Huh? Not even the reverend could put some guard into her. To her, the Lord is that dog who be tipping her. Like a wrestler, he be on the floor pinning her.
That,
she be thinking that it's love that he giving her. No mom and pop. She wanna be careful, she wanna get her voice out like you're there home. Ready for a new day like it's mid dawn. Black and blue skin plus over her hair tall. He's in a sign that mama's starting to worry me. No blanket she could cover her insecurity. And she be searching but becoming up vacant. Probably cause she's looking for love in the
fall. What you want to do?
What you won't do?
Just for love.
What you won't do?
Give
your ass to
me.
Don't need love. Don't need love. I see him walking, talking to everything in cyber soul. He say them cars are pretty women, is all life is full. I cannot show my problems out to what he telling them. He crossed the money to make up for what he ain't giving them. Splitting ends like here, he trying to pay them all. Well, listen, he's thinking tricking is gonna make them ball. It ain't simple to do the tempo, won't you beat game? Falling in love with her, cause it's tripping like T-Pain. But he got wifey and a kid at home waiting. Drunk walking straight to the basement. He got a good woman, so he wanna embrace it. Looking for love and he trying to find a replacement. Cause now homegirl left and she ain't coming back. This ain't no NFL and she ain't running back. And he been sitting feeling like this for a year, looking for love when it was right there.
What you want to?
And what you won't do? Just for love. And what you won't do?
Just for love.
Everything. Don't need love.
y'all know what that joint is. For all my Tupac fans, real talk. I'm trying to check it out. L-O-V-E.
Can't even see it. Yeah,
Real Talk.
Yeah.
Y'all know who this is, my man J. Cole.
And you know this, and you know man,
mad brain, something like the Wiz. See, the sad thing fucking with it is the chick ain't even had brains, dummy like a bitch. So I tried to show her about the world and about just who we really are and where we come and how we still have to go really far. Like, baby, look at how we live broke on the boulevard. But all she ever want me to do is another bra. Then all I really want is for her to go down low. Before you know it, she wet enough to get down slow. And all that deep shit I was previously down for, replaced by freak shit I am currently down for. You see, I peaked it, pussy is power. That proud feeling we get knowing that pussy is ours. And how it feels to feel that feeling you feeling when you be drilling that shit. Got a saying you be killing that shit. And all the pain the world caused, she be healing that shit. And all that ain't your girl, dog, but you be feeling that shit. You just wanna tell her everything she might need. But in the meantime, it's lights, please. Lights, please. Lights, please. Turn off the light.
Yo.
Now everything just seems so right.
Yeah.
How you make the darkness seem so right.
Real.
Feeling like things gon' be alright. Lights, please. Lights, light, please. Turn off the light. But now everything just seems so right. How you make the darkness seem so right. Feeling like things gon' be alright. We in the hotel mirrors on the ceiling. She says she wanna blow L's. I hear her and I'm willing. Every time I smoke, well, a nigga mind gone. So that every word I spoke, well, I'm trying to put her on, but she couldn't hear me. I told her all about how we've been living a lie, and that they love to see us all go to prison and die. Like, baby, look at how they show us on the TV screen. But all she ever want me to do is unzip her jeans. Then all I really want is for her to get on top. Before you know it, she working, jerking, and nonstop. And all that neck shit I was previously talking, it's now that wet shit that I'm currently lost in. And why that sweat trip, I am reminded. All the times my brother told me that pussy is blinded. I'm finding the more I grow, the more y'all seem to stay the same. Don't even know the rules, but yet y'all trying to play the game. And ain't it shameful how niggas blame hoes for giving birth to a baby that's a true to me. Coward nigga, you a fake. How you gonna look in your son's face and turn your back? They gon' start another family, dog. What type of shit is that? She said it's okay. Rubbed my head and told me to relax. Lay the nigga down proper like she was recording sex. I know you wanna change the world before the night, please. Just reach over and hit the lights, please. Lights, please. Lights, please. Turn off the lights. But now everything just seems alright. How you make the darkness seem so bright. Feeling like things gon' be alright. Lights, please. Lights, please. Turn off the lights. But now everything just seems so right. How you make the darkness seem so bright. Feeling like things gon' be alright. Lights, please.
And you know this, and you know man, you know man.
Light, please. Light, please. From Los Angeles, California, 20-year-old Pat Justice.
They say the 60s was crazy, but the 80s was worse. Crack fucked blacks and gave birth to a curse. The moon bright, the sky's misty. Know my future because I know my history. My life predicted by a gypsy. Murder, she wrote at the end of the story, the streets get me. That's why I live quickly and always keep a pistol with me. Ghetto prisoner. Won't stop fighting until I'm free. Raising a city of fallen angels where niggas ain't scared to bleed. If money's the root of all evil, then greed's the seed. This ain't living. We take it because ain't nobody giving. America's a rich man's vision, but a poor man's prison. So don't expect these politicians to give us a pot to piss in. Preacher man, stop preaching because niggas ain't finna listen. Folks done lost hope and stop trying. Life's a bitch from the start. That's why you come out your mama crying. The world's dying. And the people have gone mad. I take a shit on the White House and wipe my ass with the flag. When will the evil end? Too many browns and blacks in the system, victims of legal sin. In court praying for mercy when condemned by evil men. Ain't no love in the heart of the city. It's a God, where is he? My homie's dying over hundreds and fifties. I sit back, sit back, and analyze the situation. Ain't a person alive today knowing the monster we facing. It crucified Jesus Christ, so Marcus Garvey for rights. Shot Malcolm X in the chest, gave Nelson Mandela life. Pac died at 25, Biggie died a year younger. All my life been broke, I'm motivated by my hunger. Told my mama bury me with a 357, just in case God tripping, I don't get into heaven. If he send me to hell, no hell, cause I just did 19 years in the ghetto as a black male. And it can't get much harder than that. Had a lot of pain in my heart, that's why I started to rap. See, the mother brothers will make you dance, but justice will make you think. You saving up for a Bentley, I'm saving up for a tank. That's just the mindset of a soldier. Shit is crazy, huh? This is what I see. We are no longer slaves, but we sure ain't free. So until I ain't gotta kill and steal for my own folks, tattooed across my soul, all these words I just spoke. Who the fuck y'all gonna call when I break all the laws on behalf of every innocent criminal?
Illuminati took form and was born from a Colombian faction. Just give me $1 bill over. And if you need to expose the true code of deception, I will show you. We live in a design wicked system. The number 13 is consistent in Masonic symbolism. It represents transformation. 12 completes the cycle, so 13 is rebirth and regeneration. The meanings of the symbol are strategically here. On the left side, you see a 13 layer pyramid. Over that, it's the all seen eye with the light shine. A sign of the devil watching over you at all times. The words animate corruption. 13 letters meaning he has favored our undertakings. Will you accept it? But where's the learn the science and ignore them? Under the pyramid, you see Nova's Arnold's declared. Translated, new order of the world, of the new world order. Offers and satanic fathers of mass slaughter. The eagle that you see on the right. 13 stars with a shield that has 13 stripes. And an olive branch in his claws with 13 leaps, which is supposed to be in his talent to represent peace. But peace was always on a decrease. His upper claw holds 13 arrows of war, set to be released. And the letters at the bottom of the pyramid are fixed with the Roman numerals that equal 1776. The United States of America extended in a deep devilish abyss with truth and paganism mixed. Every president that ever lived was fall. They gather at Bohemian Grove where they bow down before the all. See the all is wise and sees through the darkness of night. And then the small one on the dollar near the one on the top right. It ain't hard to understand if government was never for us. The eagle was based off of the Egyptian hawk Horus. The 13 colonies who went to wicked sovereignty and made no apology for the obvious idolatry. Subconsciously, we follow the ways of the beat and pay homage to pagan gods who we say days of the week. Like Sunday, they worship the sun. Monday is moon day. Here, the god of war was worshipped on Tuesday. Odin, the chief god, is who Wednesday is named for. Thursday is Thursday, god of thunder, the mighty Thor. Friday was named after Frigga, notice the pattern. Saturday is the Roman god of agriculture, Saturn. Frigga was the goddess of love, the wife of Odin. The polytheistic theology needed it, Cody. The rituals like trips across the sand as man takes. The skull and bone fraternity, the secret handshake to understand. He receives only 33 degrees. He secretly believes in Lucifer and other deities. Many powerful and rich people are controlled by these. They even hold the soul of several of their favorite MCs. Politicians tend to lie, tongues riddled with thought, and use hand gestures shaped in the form of devil horns. City hall, cause you don't know what it entails. Satan tactical thin cells and sprays chemtrails. The so-called holidays are hypocrisy, established to use religious doctrines to commit annual robberies.
Talk radio.
You gotta be kidding me! Sick of this! I hate this computer!
Can you imagine?
It is indeed coming from Metatron, because I hate peace to the family.
Talk radio.
You gotta be kidding me! I'm sick of this! I hate this computer!
Can you imagine a world without any computer viruses? Some say it's impossible, but Redcom Computer Services challenges the impossible by offering Never Get a Computer Virus Again. Call 267-581-4191. Never Get a Computer Virus Again is a service which stops your computer from ever getting a virus. Guaranteed for the life of your computer. Visit any website, download anything, play online games. Your computer never slows down. Redcom Computer Services offers PC and Mac repair, hardware and software installation, virus removal, data recovery, and much more. Call 267-581-4191. Redcom Computer Services comes to you free with on-site service. Call Redcom Computer Services now, 267-581-4191, or visit them at www.nevergetavirusagain.com.
Focus on the dream, the past that put me on my head, cause everything ain't what it seems. Reminiscing give me a trip. I try to block it out, cause memories will be the reason suicide will take me out. This hour might be my last, and I don't wanna think about it. If it's time for me to know, I ain't gonna try to get up out it. Now days be so dramatic, like my time be running thin. Every time I feel it's over, hard time kick in again. Just like it hurts, but I can take it in the silver on my back, riding rough. But I can take it when I make it, I'll never know, cause my future will never show. So I'm stuck on the day, everything just on this go.
Just hearing what he has done to other people, just fear in your heart. Until he's tested, Are you following me? But you see, that's what we have to do. We have to test these people to see how really bad they are. Are you following me? They talk tough in the studio and on the TV. When we put the word out, hopefully they'll respond. But a lot of times they just don't respond. Are you following me? Now I'm a little dude. I'm a little dude, right? Now you kind of figure they need somebody to say something. Are you following me? But none of them say anything. I didn't get a phone call, threatening email or anything. Are you following me? So I'm not saying that to say that I'm going to push the envelope anymore. I'm just going to continue down my path. Are you following me? So I'm saying all that to say this. We have to do what we have to do. They've already done what they do. Are you following me? My mission is to raise the conscious level of everyone in this particular room, and hopefully you can accept three other people. All right? So you can become conscious, so we can change ourselves, so we can change the world. Now, I know you're saying this stuff. That's a hard task. No, it's not. Just by putting the word out, you change. And look how many people I've affected. All right? Are you following me?
Real talk. Prepare. The question is, are you prepared? The question is, are you ready? You know what I'm saying, man? You got to get your mind right. And ladies and gentlemen, we don't have that much time to get right. Everything happens for a reason. And this is the season. Yeah, they say it's the season to be shot. But yo, this is the season for us to get our mind right. To come together as a community. You know, if we continue down the path that's been set before us, it's going to lead us to total destruction. There's a lot of people listening to this broadcast worldwide. They're seeing a lot of different things on the news. They're reading a lot of things in the newspaper. They're seeing a lot of things on the YouTube, the Facebook, the Twitter. And all I'm saying is, man, if you step back, you'll realize that the truth is still the truth. No matter what someone may say or do to it, it's still the truth. It's a conscious awakening that's taking place. And you gotta be conscious. You can't be asleep. You can't be oblivious to the fact that all these things you think don't have anything to do with you have everything to do with you. It's about control. And I don't know about you, but I don't like to be controlled. I don't like to be told where I can go.
Joseph is around the whore.
Where I can live. Who am I supposed to be? You know, I'm touching on some real issues right now. There's always strength in numbers. When we say get your mind right, when we say keep them rhymes tight, when we tell you that you don't have much time and that the playing field has changed, these are all true statements. These are things that we all know. Because the more we know, the more we grow as a people. The more as we grow as a united person. Now, this is the beginning of a new week. Christmas is right around the corner. New Year's is right around the corner. And we'll be well in 2012. Shouts out to the Duncan family, you know. We had a loss last night. Well, actually, over the weekend on Friday. A native rapper here in Atlanta was gunned down in the studio. All because of altercation. Some sort of miscommunication. A shot that we hear all through our nation, in every hood. These are cries for help, man. We have to be willing to work together. We have to be willing to stand together. We have to be willing to see this thing through to the end. Only the strong are going to survive.
That's the realness of it, man. That's the realness of it. I want that to marinate for a second. You know, a lot of folks are still trying to figure it out. But that's my job to help you figure it out. Check this out.
In the past few weeks, Wall Street's been rocked as banks closed and markets tumbled. But for many of you, the people I've met in town halls, backyards, and diners across America, our troubled economy isn't news.
Now, the first of a two-part conversation with former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan.
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency. And that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take.
President Bush signed a formal agreement that will end the United States as we know it.
Still, some wonder why there haven't been public discussions about the goals being pursued.
I think one thing people who are dollar-based need to focus on is the euro. That's the one thing that nobody's talking about, but I think it's going to have a big impact on everybody's life in Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. If you Google it, you'll find out all about it. The euro is the proposed new currency for the North American community, which is being developed right now between Canada, the U.S., and Mexico to make a borderless community much like the EU, and the dollar, Canadian dollar, U.S. dollar, and the Mexican peso replaced by the Amero.
The United States government shipped 800 billion Ameros to the China Development Bank in preparation for the collapse of the United States dollar as currency. I have one of the Ameros from that shipment. This is in a barrel. Now hopefully the camera can zoom in enough so that you can see the face of the coin. And now I'm going to turn it around so that you can see the reverse of the coin, because the reverse is really important. It says Union of North America along the top. It's got an eagle. The United States dollar as a currency is going to collapse. How the U.S. dollar is going to collapse? At some point, the amount of money that the United States of America owes and the interest charged on that money will be unserviceable. We will reach a point where there won't be enough money in the entire federal budget to just pay the interest on the money we've borrowed. The government is hoping that there's enough panic in the general populace so that they can come out and say, look, the only way you could possibly hope to get any of your hard-earned money back is if you accept this euro as currency. And we'll give you, you know, 2 cents on the dollar for what you used to have.
On economics, the departure from tax and spend economics to invest and grow. But before I can do that, I must challenge the American people to change.
Today in New Orleans, they got a lot tougher on the holdouts.
Police Department, come home!
This national feeling is good.
They say there are no orders to use force, just strong persuasion, sometimes entering open houses with guns drawn. Instructions to disarm anyone inside.
And are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world?
Is that I represent real hope for change.
They're bringing army units home from Iraq in case civil unrest breaks out, and it will, rightfully so.
Brutally beaten by three police officers. The police officer loses one and runs across the road to his mark. Startled, he falls over, and as he gets to his feet, one policeman rugby tackles him, and the other two help bundle him to the ground where a vicious assault begins. Bangs Mark's head on the road twice before leaning over and shouting to him, while his two police colleagues kneel on Mark's legs to restrain him.
There is something happened in America.
The FEMA plans to imprison American citizens have generated a lot of interest around the country in locating the potential prison camps throughout the country. These may be facilities currently being used as prisons.
Most Americans would agree that it would be prudent to have a plan to provide for the continuity of government and the rule of law in case of a devastating terrorist attack or natural disaster. A plan that provides for the cooperation, the coordination, and continued functioning of all three branches of the government. The Bush administration tells us they have such a plan. They introduced a little sketchy public version that's clearly inadequate and doesn't really tell us what they have in mind. But they said, don't worry, there's a detailed classified version. But now they've denied the entire Homeland Security Committee of the United States House of Representatives access to their so-called detailed plan to provide for continuity of government. They say, trust us. Trust us, the people who brought us Katrina, to be competent in face of a disaster. Trust us, the people who brought us warrantless wiretapping and other excesses eroding our civil liberty.
The only way they can pass this bill is by creating and sustaining a panic atmosphere. That atmosphere is not justified. Many of us were told in private conversations that if we voted against this bill on Monday, that the sky would fall, the market would drop 2,000 or 3,000 points the first day, another couple thousand the second day. And a few members were even told that there would be martial law in America if we voted no. That's what I call fear-mongering. Unjustified. Proven wrong. We've got a week. We've got 2 weeks to write a good bill. The only way to write, to pass a bad bill, keep the panic pressure on. Now, what has the Senate done to this bill?
The dictator who is assembling the world's most dangerous weapons is here in our own country. He's a homicidal dictator who is addicted to weapons of mass destruction. He's proven he is capable of anything. The tyrant is me. I have collected them from the administration to support the use of violence against all of you. I will kill thousands or hundreds of thousands of innocent people in our country and across the world. I resolved to bring sudden terror and suffering, horrible poisons, diseases, and gases, men and women, boys and girls, thousands of civilians will be killed in a single day, murdered at random, and without remorse. My ultimate ambitions are to control the peoples of the United States and to blackmail the rest of the world with weapons of mass terror. Weapons of mass destruction. Weapons of mass destruction.
So you have to do the same thing. Let's dive into this. So I talk with had a pleasant conversation with a scientist who's on Murder Inc. Beautiful, soft-spoken, beautiful woman. Did don't have a clue what's going on with the Illuminati, with the hidden hand. Don't have an absolute damn clue. Are you following me? Got a lot of love from Method Man, Ja Rule, Onyx, especially Sticky Fingers here. I'm standing next to him. It's like, oh, yo, so, all right, yo, Griff, what's up, man? I heard some shit that you said on YouTube, man. It's like, you was a bold little motherfucker, man. I'm like, oh, thanks. Not that that's a compliment. But yeah, man, I was saying like, damn, this dude is bold, man. So we had a brief conversation. Actually, was in the dressing room with Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine and Bruce Riley from the crew, who formed a group called Street Kick or Social Club. But we was also in the room with Flavor and Ludacris. I'm telling you, I'm saying this on film. This dude couldn't even look up and look me in the eye and say, what's up, Griff? How you doing? Every time I got near him, he moved away from me because he didn't want anyone to take a picture of us together. Now, I get this kind of foolishness from people like Denzel Washington, Russell Simmons, and other people. Like I want to take a picture with them. It's going to move me one way or another. You understand what I'm saying? And we have to understand that dynamic. I'm not there to get a damn autograph and a photo op. I have a mission. Just like they have a mission. Are you following me? So we have to understand these kind of Negroes, though, and that kind of Negro-ness. Are you following me? And just expect it. The Illuminati's takeover of hip-hop, all right? Right now, as Black Dot says, if you're in this room and you're still listening to V103, 107.9, and you're still hanging out at the clubs, partying, getting your groove on, which, don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with going out and releasing some tension with your girlfriends or your homies. Don't get me wrong. But if you're enjoying the music to the point where you're throwing a couple back and you're partying to the music and you think everything is everything and we got a black president and everything is going to be fine, you at the wrong goddamn lecture. Are you following me? This is not that lecture. It's the one down the street or next week. You at the wrong lecture. We have to take care of some serious business today because the people that are waking in millions are after our souls and our children's souls. And they don't give a damn about us. Are you following me? All right, so if my voice gets a little raspy and I start to yell, don't take it personal. All right? I got to speak to a degree of ignorance. Now, these are not my particular images, per se. But in order for me to attract people to the DVD and the lecture, we have to let people know this is what we're going to be dealing with, these demonic forces. Don't even get caught up into the colors of red and black, because if you deal with the Akan people and the Ifa and the Yoruba tradition, the warrior colors are red and black. We just got to steal our energy back from these people. Are you following me? All right, cool. So let's push forward. So let's deal with the black music and the psychoanalytical destruction of a stolen legacy. We have a long history of black music that has been left to us, left in our care. And you see how we've handled soul music, gospel, jazz? We've let these other people creep in and take our music and change the frequency of the music. So when you hear those low bass tones, all right, when you hear that low vibratory music, all right, it's hitting you here. It's stimulating something. That energy travels up the base of the spine. It taps into your pituitary gland and your pineal gland. Once it taps your pituitary gland and releases those hormones, that's you, sister, on the dance floor backing it up on some dude at the club. You don't even know who the hell he is, and he's grinding on you. Listening to songs calling you all out your name, but you dancing because you threw a couple back now. You straight. Are you following me? So we have to understand this particular dynamic. So now you're out of your mind because you've been dragged to America. You're wearing somebody else's clothes, eating somebody else's food, worshiping somebody else's God, eating somebody else's food. You're dancing to music that's attacking your higher frequency because they're attacking you in the fourth dimension, and they're attacking you here with dealing with your lower chakras. Now you see the psychological covert war that's being waged against us? And if you don't notice, you're going to lose. They have taken our music, put a label on it, and a new face on it. So now when you go back and look at jazz, you don't even see us. And I'm sure we can get together and mention some greats. The psychoanalytical. Analytical only means analyzing it and reading between the lines. But when we talk about the psyche in psychology, we're not talking about the mind. We're talking about the soul. So when you hear someone is a psych major, and they start talking about the mind, saying, no, you're dead ass, wrong. Psyche has nothing to do with the mind. It's the soul. Our great philosophers and teachers taught us, know thyself. And everyone that I meet, including the brothers and sisters that are here, I want to ask you all a question. Everyone I meet, I ask this question to, what's your purpose in life? What's your mission statement? Mine is to step forward, my left foot forward, trampling evil. Are you following me? All right, and salvation of the soul. So every step I take is salvation of the soul. Are you following me? But we have to understand what happened on a psyche level, an analytical level, and what happened as a result to destruction of our stolen legacy. Are you following me? Let's push forward. Mind you now, we're going to get into defining what is black, all right? And music is a universal language. This is the book Analytics. It's 20 years of conversations and interviews with Public Enemy's Minister of Information, followed by this particular book, Music Business, which is the book that I wrote before. I'm going to put it back out. followed up with this book hopefully in January or February, which is the culmination of these particular lectures called The Psychological Covert War on Hip Hop. I might not have that same cover when it actually comes out. Now, keep in mind,
GotInstrumentals.com.
Yo, real talk, this is not a test. Get your mind right. Yo, if you understand and know what's going on, if you understand and know where we're going, then it won't be hard to tell. It's definitely hell in this cell, man. Real talk, we got to understand and know what's up, man. We are under attack from all different angles, man. From the movie, to the television, to tell live vision, to tell a lie visually. You know what I'm saying? They're whispering in our ears. They're whispering in our minds. They're redefining who we are. Because we have chosen not to live out our true existence. You got to understand the plan, man. You got to understand that this is a silent weapon. Or a quiet war using silent weapons, you know what I'm saying? The weapons of subliminal. The weapons that are used to treat the mind and leave the mind. Come on now. Follow me. You know what I'm saying? Y'all ever played that game Simon Says? Y'all remember that, right? Well, we used to play Simon Says, and whatever Simon Says, we would do. That was the object of winning the game. But from then to now, Simon is telling us to do some things that are totally against the grain. And no one is asking the question why. You know, I'll give you some examples. Why is it that during this time of year, instead of truly examining what this day really means, everybody's all running around, burning gas and money they don't have, buying a bunch of stuff that's going to depreciate, instead of perpetuating on the television that some white man in a red suit is responsible for everything. We took the Christ out of Christmas, man. Now it's Xmas. Think about that. Nobody's asking the question why. Why is it popular for us to continue to perpetuate our nation and our community and pull down and talk down our systems instead of holding them up like the true queens that they are? All we hear is the word B-I-T-C-H. You know what I'm saying? Nobody's asking why. Well, if you think that, what's the best way to keep the nation, keep the nation separated and segregated and disseminated? It's to keep hate alive. They used to say up with hope, down with dope. You know what they say now? They say if you can't beat them, join them. You know what I'm saying? You only live once. Why? Why is it that we are being placed into a military and prison state, but yet being told that it's for our own good? Why? Y'all better get your mind right, because you ain't got much time. The clock is ticking. Can't you hear it? Listen. Turn you here. Quick, clock ticking. Come on, man.
Steady, are you ready?
Are you ready?
Hope you're ready.
What's going on?
Going on.
Get your mind out. Yeah.
Cold, fresh air. Sound of melody that's in the air.
Real talk. I'm not trying to scare you. I'm trying to scare you.
I'm down, take a look around. What's going down?
Of the morning, I'm gonna chant you out of earth. You're now in tune on the one, the master blaster jamming himself. I am West Manifest. This is what they do to that radio. Are you ready? What's on your mind right now? You still feel like you got time to waste on front book? Huh? 2 cents on the dollar? Attention camps? Pestilence, disease, what type of conversations are we having right now? You know, we're still not paying attention to the global economy, finding out how we can prepare ourselves, how you can prepare yourself, so that your families have a viable means of not having to accept computer chips to buy or sell, to purchase food. It's real serious. We give thanks for the program tonight. Powerful information being received by Professor Griff. Now, here's a brother who we all know gave us pawns in the game, giving us a little insider information on how some of the people we've seen, movies who we like, songs we like, and seeing how they respond. I don't hear anybody talking about the bill that was recently passed. Last week, concerning being detention, being detentionalized for an indefinite period of time. We need to think about that. You're now living in what Malcolm referred to as a police state. That was in the 60s when he said you live in a police state. In the 60s. And here we are some 40 years later. And we don't have the type of conversations that we need to combat this demon. Nobody's putting forth energy on any level, utilizing the media or the social media networks to organize and to fight back. All of your freedoms have been taken, have been stripped. What happens when martial law comes in? I was there in New Orleans when martial law was vocalized. We've always martial law. We're going to continue next broadcast. This is what they do to that radio. Just think about that.
However do you want it? However do you need it?
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. I'm going to show them a world without you. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.